A quick question. If I tell Dan that I don't accept his resignation, put handcuffs on him, would that be considered kidnapping? No.
That would mean that I resigned. Resigning and quitting are, no, I'm sorry. Resigning and stepping back are two different things. I'm going to keep this on, Mark, during the service, so.
Okay. tells you he doesn't trust me. Oh, praise the Lord. If you would stand for the reading of the word this morning, we're going to go to Psalm 150. Psalm 150 says this, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath do what? Praise ye the Lord." Amen. Do you think that the psalmist this morning, you may be seated, you think that the psalmist this morning was trying to tell us we need to praise the Lord? Amen. We need to praise the Lord. I've titled my message this morning, "The Ways We Praise the Lord." Yeah, we have all different kinds of ways that we praise the Lord. Amen. Some people are kind of quiet and reserved in their praise, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people like to shout and jump and dance. And there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. And in fact, there's nothing wrong with any of the ways that we choose to express our praise to the Lord. And we're going to look at 7 different ways in the Hebrew. Because, you know, a lot of times the word praise, we just don't, we seem to think that there's only one way. And that's my way, right? anybody ever get that feeling? You know, you're someplace and you're raising your hands and start to shout, and everybody else is real stoic and you're going, "Oops." Or maybe we're in a place where, you know, we're kind of stoic and we're not used to people clapping their hands and everybody is exuberant and they're dancing maybe and shouting and praising the Lord, and we're going, "What is going on here?" You know, but the reality is there is no wrong way to praise the Lord, amen? But the psalmist said, "Praise ye the Lord." That means you praise the Lord. Simple as that. In the song "Praises the Highway to the Throne of God," the second verse says this: "Revival will come, the church will awake. The anthems will drown all other refrains. He is our song, and he forever reigns, he reigns." Praise is the highway to the throne of God. Praise is the highway to the heart of God. Praise is the highway to the move of God. Lift you up. Just another expression that the writer of this song was telling us, we need to praise the Lord, amen? Because when we praise the Lord, it changes something inside of us. It gets our focus off of whatever it's been on, and it gets our focus onto God. Now, I tell David Redden this several times. Dan can tell you. I tell him, I says, "You really got the hardest job on Sunday morning, because you have to take from people coming out of their secular spots that they've been in, whether work or whatever, and you've got to start putting a worship set together. You've got to help them praise and get their mind focused off of all that and back on to God. Amen? And so, you know, sometimes it's difficult because we have things going on in life. I don't know, has anybody got a perfect life that they don't have any troubles at all? If you do, I want some counseling, please. We're faced with all kinds of things in life, but no matter what we're going through, we can still praise the Lord. Amen? We can still, whether it's, no matter which way we choose to do it. Now, I'll tell you from a musician and from a song leader standpoint, the more you jump and shout and raise your hands and stuff, the more we like it. But that doesn't mean you're not praising the Lord if you're quiet. I'm usually quiet when I praise the Lord, but not always. So there's many different ways we can praise the Lord. I want to take us to Psalm 107. We're going to look at several of these, and we're going to look at it in the eyes of the Hebrew nation, because they're the ones that invented praise. Amen? Psalm 107, verses 21 through 22. It says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness." Anybody think God's good? I'm going to ask that again. Does anybody think God is good? Yes. There we go. Now we're, see, if I've got to be your cheerleader, I'll be your cheerleader. So go, God, go. Oh, you know, whatever it takes. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. How many of you remember when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem? Getting ready to go to the Last Supper. And they brought him this donkey, never been ridden on. They put their coats down. And they started praising him. Hosanna, glory to God in the highest. Hosanna to him that comes in the name of the Lord. And you know, the religious people, Pharisees, they got kind of upset about that. Of course, they knew what they were saying. I don't think the people really understood it, but the Pharisees understood it. And they got kind of indignant about it. And when they got indignant about it, Jesus said something very interesting. He said, "Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Because if they don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. And I'll tell you what, I don't want no rock taking my place." You know, I want to be able to praise God in every situation I'm in. So it goes on, it says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Now, this first word is the sacrifice. Sometimes we call it the sacrifice of praise. And in the Hebrew, it's the word zabach. And it literally means a sacrifice, a slaughter of that is of the flesh of an animal, by implication, a sacrifice to offer or a sacrifice. Now, think about this way. If he's telling us to give us a sacrifice of praise, and it's looked at as the sacrifice of the flesh of an animal, what am I? Am I an animal? Well, actually, yeah, I'm an animal. I was created differently than a dog or a cat or, you know, something like that. But what the word I'm thinking of. I'm trying to think of a word, but it's not coming to me. Biologically, I'm an animal, right? I have a heart, I have lungs, I have, you know, all the functions. So he's telling me to take and put away my flesh and focus on him and worship him. Amen? We used to sing the song, "We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord." We don't sing that song anymore. I don't know, maybe we don't want to bring a sacrifice of praise anymore. I don't know. But the psalmist here is telling us to bring that sacrifice of praise. The Hebrews understood this. They understood what it was to be coming out of captivity and being able to worship God. Amen? They understood what it was to be in the desert and be 100% dependent upon God and worship the Lord. Praise his name. Praise him for his goodness. Oh, I'll tell you what. We need to get to learn to praise God regardless of our circumstances. Psalm 106, verse 48 says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord." This next word in the Hebrew is barak. And it's a primitive root, and it literally means to kneel or to prostrate oneself. So if we're bowed down, by implication, to bless God as an act of adoration and vice versa, man as a benefit. Also, by euphemism, it could mean to curse God, but we don't curse God, amen? But see, the Hebrews, they understood this. That they understood what it was to bow down, to be on their knees before God, to say, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you've brought me through. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your grace. Thank you, Father, for what you're bringing me into." They understood that. And this is one of the ways that that praise is actually more of a quiet, more of a sedated type of praise rather than the joyous shouting. You see why I say there's no wrong way to praise? You guys are getting awful quiet on me. Psalm 107:15. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men." In other words, for the things that he has done for us. How many of you realize that God has done a lot for us? "He's taken my feet out of the miry clay and set up on a solid rock. He's broken the chains that held me back from worshiping him. He's taken me from a destination of eternal damnation into a destination of eternal worship of him. He's done all these things for me. I should be willing to worship and praise him for that." Amen? Well, at least you were good that time. this word here is the word in the Hebrew, yada, and it's a primitive root, and it is used as a denominative literally it's to use, that is to hold out the hand, physically to throw a stone at or away from, especially to revere our worship with extended hands. Wonder why we raise our hands when we worship, praise the Lord? This is why. It is just a different way of expressing my thanks to God. A different way to show God. When Jesus was among the people, the disciples, you know, they were kind of protective of Jesus sometimes. Didn't need to be, but they were. And, you know, Jesus was in the midst of a crowd, and there was a bunch of children that wanted to come to Jesus. And as these children were trying to make their way up, the disciples kind of got in their way and said, "No, get back, don't bother the master." Jesus said, "Hey, wait a minute. Let these children come to me. Because we have to become as children," he tells us, right? What do children do when they want love? When they want their mom or dad? "Pick me up." Amen? And it's one of the ways we praise God. It's one of the ways we reach out to God and allow God to reach back to us. Now, don't get me wrong. If you don't raise your hands, that's okay. God understands. Or if you're one of the people that raise their hands like this, so you're not seen, it's okay. God sees your heart. He knows. But when I praise Him, I like to raise my hands. I like to say, "Thank you, God." That's the only thing I don't like about playing, is I have to use my hands to play instead of being able to stand and just worship God. But you see what I'm saying about there being no wrong way to praise God. You know, we've looked at these different ways, and there's more of them. Psalm 63, verses 1 and 3. "O God, Thou art my God." Oh, isn't that good? "Thou art my God." "Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsts for Thee. My flesh longs for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary, because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name." How many of you remember the little chorus we used to sing with that song? Nobody's willing to admit you're that old? "Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands to Thy name." You know, another thing about worshiping God is when we put God's word to a melody. How many of you realize that it makes the Word of God so much easier to memorize? You know that? It really does. It makes it so much easier to memorize. Why? Because there's something about praising that changes you inside. There's something about the melody that gets into your heart. There's something about that just causes you to open up in a different way to God. We're getting to some of the better Hebrew words here. The word used here is the word shabbat, and it is a primitive root. It properly to address in a loud tone, to shout. specifically, loud, figuratively, to pacify, as if by words, to commend, to keep in praise and triumph. When David was out with the Ark of the Covenant as it was coming back, and David was all happy. Oh, the Ark of the Covenant that has been captured is now coming back to Jerusalem where it belongs. And David was getting all excited, and David was dancing, and he was having a good time before the Lord. And Michal, Saul's daughter, she didn't have the same experience with God. She wasn't quite there. She looked down at David and she said, "Man, you sure made a spectacle of yourself today." And David said, "That's nothing. I'm going to get more vile than this." You see, when we worship God, there's just nothing that is wrong about it. We dance and shout, and I've heard good saints say, "Well, it's okay if you dance as long as you dance in the Spirit." David wasn't in the Spirit. David was rejoicing because the presence of God was coming back into Jerusalem where it should have been. Amen? Oh, but you gotta wait till the Holy Spirit moves on you. You gotta be in the Spirit. Well, show me a scripture that says that, would you? If you find it, let me know. I haven't found it yet. To praise God with a loud voice, to be where everyone around you can hear. Oh, but I don't want my neighbors to know. I got to be quiet because my neighbors might think I'm a little off my rocker. That's okay. Because the truth of the matter is they're the ones off the rocker. I'm back on the rocker, amen? I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way, if you stop and think about it this way, the scripture tells us that there's going to be just all this praise going on into heaven. And if I can't handle praise here, you think I'm going to be comfortable in heaven? Oh, yeah. You don't understand, brother. They just don't praise the way I do. They just don't sing the way I do. So what? So what? We get into our minds that it's got to be a certain way. And if we look at scriptures, when Jesus came to earth, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they had in their mind that it had to be a certain way, did they not? Oh, the Messiah, he's not going to come like this guy. He's going to come and he's going to wipe out the Romans so that we can be free. And this guy, they didn't understand the spiritual aspect. It's okay if we don't understand someone else's spiritual aspect. If they're jumping and shouting, praise God. If they're sitting quiet, praise God. Because we're all different and we all praise God different. And then, all these words tell us about different ways to praise the Lord. Amen? Psalm 69, verse 30. Now, you notice most of these are in Psalm. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise the name of God with a song. I'll sing. Did anybody sing this morning? I'm going to stand here till you guys raise your hands because I know most of you sang. All right, now we're getting there. Man, you make it hard on me this morning. The way we sing, how we sing doesn't matter. Whether we sing on key or sing off key. I've never been accused of having a great voice. And if you accuse me of that, I'll wonder if you're off your rocker. We sing praises to the name of God. We're not praising the church. We're not praising the worship team. We're not praising the pastor or whoever's given the word. We're not praising anything but the name of God. My prayer is always that everyone that comes in through these doors meets God face to face. It doesn't matter if they ever remember any of us. If they meet God face to face, then we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're lifting up His name. Amen? So this Hebrew word that is used here is the word halal. And it's a primitive root to be clear of sound or of color, to shine, to make a show. Oh, brother, stop right there. I'm not making a show of nothing. I'm going to be quiet and sit. That's okay. But if someone else wants to make a show of their praise in the Lord, that's okay too. I'm trying to get through to us that we can praise God in so many different ways. And just because someone doesn't praise the way I do doesn't make it any less or any more glory unto God. Amen? And if someone starts dancing and shouting, if it makes me fearful, maybe I need to stop and think about why I'm fearful. Amen? Maybe I need to think, well, wow, they're praising God. And maybe I could say, Lord, let a little bit of that rub off on me, would you? Amen? But making a clear, loud noise to shine, to make a show, to boast, and thus to be, oh, stop right there, Pastor, clamorously foolish. I'm too dignified for that. You don't really expect me to be clamorously foolish, do you? No, I don't. God does. That's what the word says right here. That's what David said. But there's no wrong way to praise God. Just because they don't do it my way doesn't matter. Just because someone only sings hymns doesn't matter. Just because someone only sings the newest and greatest songs doesn't matter. Just because they only play the real slow, worshipful songs doesn't matter. Just because they play only the fastest ones to get our blood pumping or whatever the case may be doesn't matter. What matters is who's receiving the praise. Now see, if I'm out there and I'm worshiping God and I'm jumping and shouting so that people look at me, who's receiving the praise? It ain't God. So what I'm trying to get across to you is to have an attitude of praise. In everything that we do, this is just seven different ways in the Hebrew. They understood it. You know, it's kind of like the word for love. There's different words for love, and it means different things. Same way with worship. Just because we only have one translation of the word doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean different things. So I want to encourage you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did Psalm 150 say? Let's go back to that. We'll end where we started. Praise ye the Lord. In other words, you praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. We're in the sanctuary, are we not? Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. In other words, it's not about us. It's about Him. Praise Him, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, three times in this short psalm, he tells us, praise ye the Lord. Amen? So I want to encourage you, praise the Lord. Whether it's clamorously or stoically, doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. Amen?